At our studios in historic Allegheny Square, here are the Newlanders.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome. We're so happy to have everybody here. We're
going
to start with appropriately a song called Pittsburgh Town. Pittsburgh Town is a smoky old town. It was written by Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger when they came into Pittsburgh in 1941 for a union rally. So since this is a sing-along, we need everybody to kind of help out with one part. When Gerard sings,
Pittsburgh Town is a smoky old town,
we're all going to sing,
Pittsburgh town is a smoky old town.
So try that part one time.
Pittsburgh town is a smoky old town. Now
Pittsburgh town is a smoky old town.
Pittsburgh town. Shall we do that again?
Let's do that again. Here we go.
Pittsburgh town is a smoky old town. Now
Pittsburgh town is a smoky old town. Now
Pittsburgh town is a smoky old town. Now
Pittsburgh.
I think they've got
Pittsburgh.
It.
I think they've
so.
Got it.
So that happens all through the song. No matter what we do up here, you just keep singing that. It'll be a beautiful thing.
We'll have a good time.
Smoky old town.
Woo!
were wonderful. Nice.
The Newlanders. Wow. What a morning. You know, Paula and I talked about this only about 3 to 4 weeks ago.
Yes, I think that's the plan.
And we knew Pittsburgh would come together in good order for two great heroes. Pete Seeger, a great hero of many people, and also Robert Schmertz. Does anybody remember Robert Schmertz? Has anybody ever met Robert Schmertz in person who's here? A lot of people remember the great architect, the troubadour of the 2x4, who was a professor at Carnegie Mellon and a local architect of great renown, but is probably best known for his songs. And Paula and the Newlanders will be re-recording one of Robert Schmertz's recordings that is still available on CD from Smithsonian Folkways, but has long been out of print conventionally. It's called Sing O, the City O, and it contains a lot of great songs. And Paula had this idea, and maybe you can explain it better.
That the idea to write to Pete Seeger?
Yeah, Paula just said, well, I guess I'll write to Pete Seeger, maybe if he would say that. Because Pete's recorded some songs that are on Robert Schmertz wrote.
And he was friends of Robert Schmertz, and Pete came to Pittsburgh to celebrate the release of Robert Schmertz's music book. And I understand he had a bunch of people down on a barge singing Monongahela Sow. So I thought, well, if he could just write a little, just a sentence, just say, this is a good project and you should support it so that we could get people interested. And so I wrote him this letter and humbly asked him to write an endorsement. And what I got back was a letter pretty quickly, within a week or so, saying, well, Bob Schmertz was a very good songwriter, and if you could write a song about Johnny Appleseed, and if it's a really good song, because Bob was such a good songwriter, then I'll write a foreword for you, and I'll support your project in other ways, too. So, of course, when Pete Seeger says, write a song, what are you going to do?
Well, it was Lee Hayes of the Weavers who would always say, whatever Pete proposes, he will never get no noses.
Pete Seeger is
a guy. So what a daunting task. You're asked by an icon who at 90 is still going quite strong to write a song for one of his iconic heroes. And you'll hear that song in a little bit later this morning as part of today's special live performance. Let's quickly introduce you to who's playing, and then we'll get back to some more music. I mentioned Paula Purnell before, and I'll let the band, I'll go around to the guys that don't have mics, but why don't you all introduce yourselves and tell folks where you're from, too.
I'm Art Gazdick, and I'm from Ross Township, and I play mandolin and fiddle.
My name's Gerard Rolfe. I'm from Edgewood, and I play guitar and jaw harp.
I'm Doug Wilkin. I'm playing electric guitar, some harmonica, and I'm from Regent Square.
I'm R.J. Hyde. I'm from Pittsburgh, and I'm playing percussion.
I'm Dave Yates. I'm originally from Avalon. I'm living in the South Hills right now in Brookline, and I play the bass.
And I'm Paula Purnell, and I'm from Greensburg.
Ten minutes after 11 o'clock along our network of 6 stations. And Paula, what's next?
Well, we thought we'd like to do, we're going to do a couple of Pete Seeger songs, and we thought we'd do finish up with If I Had a Hammer, but we wanted to do one that was maybe a little more quiet or something Pete would like to hear. And so we asked everybody what their favorite Pete Seeger song was, and we got a lot of different answers. But when we asked Larry, the first thing that he said was Sailing Down My Golden River. And it's a beautiful song that he wrote. Pete Seeger was so instrumental in cleaning up the Hudson River. And we thought it was appropriate here in Pittsburgh with our three rivers that have been so wonderfully restored. So we thought we'd like to do this song, and Gerard came up with an arrangement, and we're going to try it for the first time ever.
And this is a great one to sing along with, too. It's got an easy-to-remember chorus, and I think Pete would really love to see people in a city that knows a lot about cleaning up rivers singing
Absolutely.
To him in a video
to help honor his work with the Hudson River and the sloop, the Clearwater, that he launched there about 30 years ago or so.
Sailing down my golden river, sun and water all my own, and I was never alone. Sun and water, old life givers, I'll have them wherever I roam, and I was not far from home.
Sunlight glancing on the water, life and death are all my own, yet I was never alone. Life to raise my sons and daughters, golden sparkles in the foam, and I was not far from home.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them every one. When will they ever learn? When will they near and far? Yet I was never alone. Exploring all the little byways, sighting all the distant stars, and I was not far from home.
The Newlanders.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Way back in the back of our theater, we have folks making postcards. What's your name?
Jack.
Hi, Jack. How old are you?
7.
It's nice to have you here. Your postcard looks really nice. You've got a lot of green on it. What's your name?
I'm just making a picture for fun.
Oh, that's nice. What's your picture of?
Just a little bit of me playing outside.
Well, that's a nice thought and a nice card. What's your name?
Leah.
Hi, Leah. How old are you?
9.
Can you describe your postcard?
I'm just making a rainbow, and it's probably going to have some stamps in the middle. As far as all I have is a flower, but
Well, it's very, very nice. And I see somebody right to your right. What's your name?
Maya.
Hi. And how old are you?
Five.
And are you going to draw a picture?
Yeah.
What are you going to make?
A sky.
Very nice. And all of these postcards are going to be on their way to Pete Seeger along with a video postcard. This is one of the few times I wish we were on television. I have a 7-inch record here. It's not as old as it looks. It's from 1972. Nothing here you see is as old as it looks today.
Including us.
But the next song that the Newlanders are going to play was so popular that after it was first recorded by Robert Schmertz in 1955, it had to be reissued, and it was reissued on this 1972 record. And I see in my own handwriting a note that says, "Be careful, Monongahela Sow skips a lot." And I have my initials, and it says 10/19/1985. So this record's seen a little wear. The Newlanders re-recorded Monongahela Sow about 3 years ago. Has it been about that long?
That was on our first album that was called Where the Allegheny Flows, and it was more like 6 years ago, I think.
Well, everything's older than it looks.
But that's the song that went... Mildred Schmertz, who is... Robert Schmertz's daughter lives in New York City, and she was going to a party, and people called her and said, "Why don't you come a little bit early, because we have a surprise for you." And she got there, and they had our CD and played Monongahela Sow for her. So she called her brother Jack, who now lives in Pittsburgh, and he contacted us. Turns out he lives about 3 blocks away from Doug, and he came up, and we just had a wonderful time reminiscing and talking about Robert Schmertz. And it's just been such a thrill for us to get to know the family a little bit and be a part of trying to keep the Robert Schmertz legacy alive.
This song has some of the most delightful puns in it you'll ever hear. And you can also listen for the dove-like shots that will ring out. There's some shooting in this song, but the shots will be...
Six shots.
But they'll be done in a very... In a very congenial...
In a pacifist kind of way.
Yes. They'd be done the way Pete would do it and the way Robert would do it. Once again, the Newlanders.
She was born in an old Mendocino alley. Her ma and her pa called her Sal. She grew up to be the pride of the valley, just a typical Monongahela gal. One day as she wandered by the river, and the Jason was steaming closely by, her heart gave a leap and a quiver when she caught that handsome pilot's roving eye. His name, they say, was Moat Stanley, and he wore a fancy sporting coat. He was tall, dark, and handsome and manly, and the best darn pilot ever steered a boat. Roll on, Monongahela, on to the Ohio. Roll on past Aliquippi, down the Mississippi, clean to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, Moat blew a toot on his whistle, and the Jason churned the water at her stern. Sal stepped as light as a thistle, stepped right up and took Moat Stanley's hand in hern. It was love, careless love by the river. Love, careless love by the shore. But I know that the Lord will forgive her, 'cause she never knew what love was like before. That night he promised always to love her, as they locked through that old Emsworth dam. But that night overboard he did shove her, and then Moat Stanley took it on the lam. Roll on, Monongahela, Ohio. Roll on past Aliquippi, down the Mississippi, clean to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, now no one could say Sal was sickly.
Oh, no.
No, she did the Grit at Rochester, where the Jason was steaming close to shore, and from a yard bull who tried to molest her, well, she up and swiped his great big 44. She raised up that big shooting iron, and she emptied six shots in the moat. When she had finally ceased firing, well, she sure messed up that fancy sporting coat. Roll on, Monongahela. Roll on to the Ohio. Roll on past Aliquippi, down the Mississippi, clean to the Gulf of Mexico. So now Sal to the judge said good morning, and the jury foreman said not guilty, gal. So let all you pilots take a warning. Don't be messing with Monongahela Sal. That's a good one.
Thank you for being here so early in the morning. We see a lot of Saturday Light Brigade listeners, a lot of Newlanders fans, and you can visit the Newlanders website. It's simply newlanders.com. They have a lot of great recordings and have done so many inventive and wonderful things for music in our region. Before I forget, I want to thank Robert Gray. If we could give him a big hand, please. He's our sound man for this morning. Robert's the person who probably won't speak or move until 12 noon, but he's back there, and he's done a terrific job creating this environment for us today. Now, the next song is the one. Can you imagine being asked by Pete Seeger to write a song? And then, on top of that, if that wasn't enough pressure, in a handwritten note, inserting with a little carrot, and it had better be a good song, too. And Paula and I were talking about this, and I said, well, you know, there have been a lot of songs written about Johnny Appleseed. I wonder why Pete has asked you that question. And we have a searchable database of about 60,000 folk songs, and I found two, and I was astonished. I thought there were quite a few, and you did a similar search. And I think you only, between the two of us, we only came up with about four, one of which was sort of a Disney song that probably wasn't what Pete had in mind.
Well, it's a nice song. We all sang it at Girl Scout and Boy Scout camp. Oh, I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, like the sun and the rain and the apple tree. The Lord's been good to me. That's a nice song. But I guess we needed another one, so.
I think he had something different in mind. So do you want to describe the process at all for how you did this?
Pete has an affinity for Johnny Appleseed, and I think the thing that he loves about him is that you can do small things that mean so much. And I think we kind of forget that sometimes. He said, after his 90th birthday party, he said, I liked it because, you know, it was a wonderful thing, but he said, I don't really like big things so much because I think it's the small things that are going to change the world. And I just thought that was so lovely. And so when I thought about Johnny Appleseed, I didn't think of Disney's little scrawny guy with a pot on his head. I thought about the wonderful man that walked barefoot and could walk between the early settlers' villages as well as the Native American villages. He went everywhere unarmed. He was a friend to everyone. He raised his trees as a business, but if anybody owed him money, he never asked for it. He said, they know what they owe me and they'll pay me when they can. He just went through the world as such a gentle, wonderful soul, and I think that's the one we tried to sing about in this song.
And he also spent some time here in Pittsburgh as well, and there is a Pittsburgh connection to Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, some people say that he started tending the King's Orchard, which was planted outside of Fort Pitt. And that's where he became so interested in the apples. I'm not sure if that's true, but I know he did go to the cider presses in Pittsburgh, and he would gather the pumice, and he would wash that off and take those seeds and carry them off and plant them other places. So there is some connection here, too.
Well, now, for the very first time, this is the worldwide debut of a song to be sung by the Newlanders and hopefully by you, for a postcard to be sent to Pete Seeger about a man he loves very much. The song is called Apple Blossom Breezes.
Thank you. life, but just remember that old story that young John Chapman knew. With the faith of a tiny mustard seed, the world is born anew. This is how the seeds are sown. So now when apple blossom breezes gently blow, each kind word and tender deed should remind us all of Johnny Appleseed.
Okay, try singing it with us.
This is how
the seeds are sown.
So now when apple blossom breezes gently blow,
Each kind word
And tender deed
should remind us all of Johnny Appleseed. One more time.
This is how the seeds are sown. So now when apple blossom breezes gently blow, each kind word and tender deed should remind us all of Johnny Appleseed.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Paula Purnell.
Great. Thank you. This sounds like Radio City Musical.
Well, I think Paula did a pretty good job there.
Well, when you look on this record I was telling you about a little while ago, it mentions Robert Schmertz, Vivian Richman, Ann Shapiro, Gretchen Schmertz Jacob, and there's a flute player featured named Jack Schmertz. Jack, are you there?
Yeah, Jack is here.
Jack, bring Jack up in the house, bring the house up a little bit. Jack is in Philadelphia today for Thanksgiving weekend, but we wanted him to be part of today's special activities. And Paula, you can say hello to Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Paula. Can
we have a whole bunch of people here, and we're singing. We did Monongahela Sow, and we rocked the house. That was fun, and it's just been a great time. It's so good to hear you.
Yeah, well, I was listening to it all along, and it was just I really liked it, and I have to say it's a pleasure to be on this show.
Well, Jack, can you tell us a little bit about Robert, and do you remember, you must remember the recording session from the CD I was just referring to, or the album, I should say.
Oh yes, I remember that well. There's a great deal to tell about my father, but I used to be, I was called down from Boston to help out in the 50s, not 55, 56, for the original recordings. And so I pay my plane fare and fly me down, and I would do the flute for these things. And it was really quite an experience. And my father was a very special person. He was an excellent father and a very creative person. He was observant and very good commentator on whatever he saw. And as an architect, he drove around Pittsburgh a lot, and he would see a client, and then going back and forth, he would make up songs. I think it must have been kind of a relaxation for him. And then he'd come home and play these things on the piano. And
not a bad business plan, right? You write a song for your client.
No. Well, they could be very often involved. His friends and his clients were involved a lot. But, so in those days, it took a long time to drive to Ligonier, a long time to go back. And I think it was, this is how he sort of, this is a little stress relief for him.
Well, I think he would love being in the architectural masterpiece that is the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, where we have 3 centuries of architecture. The opening, which is 21st century, we're in the 20th century Buell Planetarium building, and then the 19th century Old Allegheny Post Office. And Jack, I know you would have been here had the date been any other than today. And thanks so much for being part of things this morning.
Pleasure.
And one of your dad's songs is coming up next. Thanks, Jack. Let's hear it for Jack Schmertz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks again.
We're hoping that you'll play flute when we record this song.
Okay.
This song is one that we've done many times at schools, and that's one of the things I love about Robert Schmertz's music, is that it tells the story of Pittsburgh in this witty, clever, wonderful way. And so I invited my partner from Main Street Music to come down and dress some kids up in appropriate costumes for this. And of course, there's a part for everybody to sing along too. And maybe we can go through just like one part of it.
We need some volunteers.
Oh.
Three young men and a young lady at least.
Two.
More the merrier.
One more? Do we have somebody who would like to come back? And
calling all kids.
Wear a costume. You might be George Washington or Queen
Aliquippa.
We don't know.
No boys will come up.
Okay, well, the costumes are right back there with Judy Parker, and we'll go through the chorus one time while we're getting kids dressed. So every time there's a verse, it ends up with, he just came a-looking and a-walking and a-riding to the forks of the Ohio. And you repeat, he just came a-looking and a-walking and a-riding to the forks of the Ohio. Let's do that one more time. So I'll sing, he just came a-looking and a-walking and a-riding to the forks of the Ohio. And we all sing, he just came a-looking and a-walking and a-riding to the forks of the Ohio. Okay, and it happens that way all the time, except at one point, George doesn't come back walking. He comes back swimming and coughing, so I need everybody to cough. It's traumatic. It's important. Very nice, very nice. And then a sneezing. So we need one good sneeze all together. Shoo! Perfect. That is perfect. So we're going to start the song, and we will have some actors come out in costume so you know who we're singing about this. And this is all about when George Washington came to the Forks of the Ohio in 1753 and some of the very interesting people that he met along the way. I think we're ready. Oh, not quite. Oh, okay.
You know what? I just realized about 9 minutes ago I should have said this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Thank you for that opportunity. I owe somebody 9 minutes.
George went a-looking and a mighty dapper in that schoon, coon, capper, and he always knew the way. So George said, Christopher, let's go traveling. Erie's where we'll go. So they both went a-looking and a-walking and a-riding to the forks of the Ohio. They both went a-looking and a-walking and a-riding to the forks of the Ohio. Traveling clear to Fort Lubbock. George said, we'll state him an ultimatum, but the commandant called his bluff. When George said, gentlemen, beat too sweet, the commandant said, no.
No, me no.
So they came back a looking and a walking and a riding to the forks of the Ohio. Coughing and sneezing, that's gonna happen now, because they had a bright idea. George and... Here we go, try it again. They came back down to the wide Allegheny and built themselves a raft. But Christopher didn't get the gist of her, cause he thought the fore was aft. And George fell smack to the river while the wintry winds did blow. And he came back a swimming and a coughing and a sneezing to the forks of the Ohio. The beautiful lady by the river and the commandant. Nicely done.
What a great job. And listening at home, you missed some very realistic portrayals from history. I know that Robert Schmertz would have loved hearing and seeing the song performed. Aren't the Newlanders wonderful?
And Judy Parker, who brought all of the costumes today.
And whoever the seamstress is did a great job, too. I don't know where all these...
Judy and I have done this in schools, and we came up with all the different costumes. And, you know, really, it's been so much fun to sing this song with kids. And whenever I think about Pittsburgh history, I think, what was that year? I think, when 1753, young Judy, just... Music is such a wonderful memory tool, so I hope we can do a lot of Robert Schmertz songs because they are just like that. They tell the story, but in such a fun way. So
they sure do. And this next song should bring back memories for every single person here, even the youngest among us. It's a song I think just about everybody's heard. It's one I think that's a good stepping stone between Bob Schmertz and Pete Seeger. It was written by Lee Hayes and Pete Seeger, popularized by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I think it's going to be fun to do it together.
We wanted to do something that we knew everybody could just open up and sing along, so couldn't think of a better one than If I Had a Hammer. Ready? stop. Maybe we should do it first verse one more time.
I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger,
danger.
I'd hammer out a warning,
warning.
I'd hammer out the love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
The Newlanders.
Once you start that song, you just want to keep going and going.
It just doesn't want to stop.
Thank you, Lee Hayes.
Our thanks to the Newlanders. Stop up and meet them if you're here. Happy Thanksgiving. And let's hear it once again for Robert Schmertz, Pete Seeger, and the Newlanders.